to be talking on the topic of democracy and citizenship, and we have been preparing for this theme. I'm Margarita Shivarova, and I'm 17 years old. I was brought up in Sofia, and now I study in 18th secondary school, William Gladstone. I'm here with my fellow students.
Hello, I'm Nadezhda Georgieva. I'm also from Sofia. We are actually from the same class with Mali and the other girl. So I'm 18 years old and...
Yes, my name is Yana Dimova. I'm 18 years old. I learn at the same class with my fellow students Maggie and Nadezhda.
We applied for a program called Euroscholar. It's very interesting. It aims to encourage teenagers to get familiar with the European Parliament, to participate in conferences and even to vote its resolutions. Mainly children between 16 and 18 years old are chosen to take part. The project provides opportunity for us to spend a day in the European Parliament in Strasbourg. We have been chosen to represent Bulgaria, but there was another thing. In November, four teachers interviewed 79 students who wanted to take part in Euroscholar. We had to talk about one or two topics of the six given and say why we wanted to be involved. 24 out of these 79 students were selected. The competition was very big, I have to say, because I don't know, I remember that I was very nervous at the interview, but afterwards, we were chosen and we were very happy with this. Yes, the competition was very big because we were required to know English at advanced or proficiency level, as well as French. Our groups are divided into French and English groups. And the competition was big mainly because of this, and maybe mainly because of the children's knowledge on each of the topics. We were required actually to have some significant ideas. Well, ideas, for example, for not only for democracy, but also for ecology, because it is a topic that is raising popularity nowadays. And for example, on the interview, I was applying with such a topic, ecology, and my ideas were how to, for example, not to use plastic bags or to recycle our garbage and such innovative ideas.
So you were actually, all three of us were participating in on different topics. Mine personally was democracy and citizenship, talking mainly on the question how to invoke interest in the fellow citizenship, citizen. So it was really hard because people today don't find these kind of things interesting. No one cares about policy. So, I don't know, I presented some ideas about how interest could be involved, and it worked good for me. Well, I suggested that maybe a good way to invoke interest would be if a person's well-being tightly connected with the knowledge of the European democracy.
It is very exciting for us. There we... We have to debate and share opinions based on interests regarding the EU workings and its improvement. During the day, around 500 students take part in such meetings. The participants are required to talk only in English or French, and this would also benefit us because we would be able to practice our language skills. Each group consists of 24 people who represent the country from the European Union. In this case, we are three from one group, and this is because the 24 people are divided into six groups of four people each, and we are given 6 topics. The idea is to be motivated to think about the future and to think of possible ways to deal with issues surrounding our lives. Well, we mainly started to prepare and to come up with some ideas how to encourage people to be interested in the democratic life and the policy of the European Union. And I have to admit that the topic is not easy for discussion, but definitely it's an interesting one. I personally regard democracy not only as a political system, but also as a necessity in today's modern society, as we consider the nation as the most essential part of a country. Therefore, it is very important to keep citizens up to date with current affairs and maybe to involve them in the majority of issues concerning themselves. I think we could mention some of our ideas how to encourage people and how to involve them in the political life of a country. Nadia will come up with some of
this. So we've been speaking about special history lessons where teachers may present the theme of democracy and its definitions, basis, so they can, you know, get a grasp of the topic. We have been considering for, I don't know, some kind of program where students may be stimulated and motivated to visit the countries of the European Union.
Competition is made every year in every country, of course. And every year a school from Bulgaria is chosen to represent the country on this kind of forum. A special commission chooses it amongst a variety of schools. It is the schools have to provide something like background and activities in which students participate. I was told that our school has applied with its debate club, which was founded in 1996. It is very old. We were chosen. The club, I don't know, it consists of a small group of people who practice their debate, writing and conversation skills at meetings. Actually, in November last year, 4 teachers told us that we had won to the project Euroscholar.
We've been meeting with people mostly from our age, from all around Europe. Well, I think that we should know the structure of the European Union because it is a really big part of our everyday life. And we should know how democracy works because our country is a democratic country. So we should know how it works, what we have, what rights do we have, how we can, you know, protect them. And I don't know, I think that it's really important for us to know what kind of a system we live in.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think young people, mature people at the age of 30, for example, are really interested. And this is the main problem, because if they are not informed about this, it is not possible to act as citizens of a country. Our points were that different strategies could inform people through the media, for example, in order to be kept up to date with the things and in order to be involved somehow in the process of making decisions.
Das internationale Jugendradio,
YCBS.
YCBS,
your international youth radio.
let's proceed because we don't actually remember. I personally remember some things, and I can say I also applied with the team information how to use the new technology in the right way, because nowadays there are many problems with personal human rights on the internet, for example. And I had some ideas that maybe institutions should be more careful and should put some restriction on some sites, internet sites. And I remember this was my idea. I mainly talk about that.
I was talking about migration and integration topic. It was very hard because, you know, in Bulgaria we have a big amount of Roms, and unlike other countries in the EU, Bulgaria has a very big problem with the Roms. They often don't have any education. And I think Bulgaria would make some things about this people.
Yes, this problem actually. Yeah, that was the ideas. Actually, it was interesting because our friend Nadia, she was the only one who applied with the topic democracy, and I don't know, maybe the others as well as Jana and me were afraid to talk, because it's an interesting topic, but it really requires knowledge on the history and on the basis of democracy.
Education and money, because they need a better environment to live in.
Yes,
and no one can live without education, so this is a must for me.
Of course, and their houses are actually separated from the main neighborhoods. And I don't know, yes, of course, they have another type of customs and cultures, but it doesn't mean that they are Bulgarian. And maybe special fundings will probably help such
but,
people.
But they should learn some Bulgarian.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they have to act like Bulgarian citizen, because they are kind of a anarchy in their today. I mean, in their life.
Groups. Yeah.
Their groups. Yeah.
I'll begin. We all three study Chinese since 4 years now. We can talk some Chinese, but not
we manage.
Very good. Yes, we manage. I applied for the school at the 18th secondary school because it is the only one which teaches Eastern languages like Chinese, Japanese, Arabic, Korean, and it was very interesting for me. Actually, I was not very excited at the beginning, but as I became more familiar with their culture, their traditions and customs, it was a bit of a challenge for me. I started being interested in it. I actually passed two exams for certificate in Chinese language. My fellow students have also passed such exams. We are encouraged to meet Chinese teachers. We have a Bulgarian and a Chinese teacher. It is very interesting because the Chinese teacher, she is called Liu Ming, and she always talks to us only in Chinese. And sometimes we don't understand, and there are some misunderstandings, but we manage to talk. What am I supposed to say on Chinese? Maybe ni hao, it means hello. Ni hao ma, that means how are you. Wai ni, it means I love you, yes.
Chinese is a very interesting language, and for me it's a special part of my life Because at seventh grade,
I was born to learn this language.
I think that Chinese language is the future of the world, because nowadays Chinese threat is bigger than the US one.
Yes, this is another reason, because Chinese people are the second biggest economy in has the second biggest economy in the world after USA, and maybe they are the future. And if we manage to learn Chinese, we'll be more able to find the work, for example. It is interesting because not everyone knows this language. A good friend of mine, she's called Marina, she's very interested, and last year she went in Beijing and in another district,
Guangzhou,
another district of China. It's a valley, actually.
It's near Shanghai, I think.
Yeah, it's near Shanghai. And when she came back, she was very impressed. She was like, wow, they're 100 years before us in economical and every aspect.
Has no connection with the Chinese. I mean, I don't know. It is really, I hope I would manage to do this, because it's really important for me and my family. And I don't know, there is a good perspective with the Chinese language, because their medicine is really exotic. They have acupuncture, I think it's called, you know, with the needles when they puncture your skin and you relax your muscles. It's really interesting, but I don't know, I haven't decided what I will be doing with, finally, what I will be doing with my life, so it's medicine for now.
Mm-hmm. I also haven't thought about that, but I should begin to come up with some ideas. Maybe I want to study architecture.
Recently, I've been thinking about sports management or event management, because I'm very interested in sports, no matter at what languages they are.
If I had the chance to be, for example, a president or a prime minister, I would raise the pensions of retired people, because here in Bulgaria the social status of people more than 65 years old is in a very bad condition, and I would also put some restriction on the usage of plastic bags, or I would reduce the amount of cars in the cities, although people are used to move from one place to another with cars. It is very comfortable, but it really damages our environment and the air we breathe. Maybe there are alternative ways that can be used. For example, electric cars are now developing, from scientists are developing such cars, and I think in the future the human race has the opportunity to improve its way of living somehow. Well, in order to be useful, people have to be very well informed of the situation in each country, and this can be made through special programs on the television, in which for example, the political statements of a party may not be described in the exact terminology, but rather represented in a more familiar way to the people. And in this way, also individuals may become interested, because we know that only statesmen and people who are involved in the government are interested in such activities. Another way is to involve people in the media is to invite them in such programs to discuss problems and to give their ideas. And through the internet, this can be made through surveys and questionnaires. Nowadays, a large amount of the imported television channels are, for example, American or European. And it is very important to put ideas into practice. This is one possible way to express people's opinion. Well, they can, for example, introduce a topic and involve with other internet friends. And by discussing this topic, some ideas may occur. And if it is possible, people could write formal letters to governments and in this way represent their ideas. And on the other hand, if an individual is interested in particular kind of music, he or she can start playing it on an internet radio if it is possible. And in this way, for example, other people could see it and they can become a group.
And also we could share our votes via internet. Why not? I mean, in our
everyday life. Well, I don't know. I haven't been thinking about this. But maybe I would like to do some kind of reform on the education of people. I don't know, I personally don't like the education system. We have really good teachers, but the whole program, the whole concept of this is not very good, not very good built. And I don't know, I don't think we get the 100% of what we should. They maybe can be organized in different classes, for example, history and Bulgarian, so they can go and study law, or chemistry and biology. So in the 12th grade, they could only learn the things they need for the plans in the university, not all everything. And
yes, like physics.
Yeah, for example, physics, I don't know, and mathematics. I mean, come on, maths. Nobody likes maths. So I think that they should be grouped in.
Yes, in specialized.
Yes, so it would be really, really easier for everyone to, you know, to study.